Hello.
Hi, this is Cindy with customer care. Return your call.
Oh, hi. My name is Myrna, and I was calling. Yesterday I spoke to a customer rep and about canceling a charge on my card towards a service that I never agreed with. So I wanted to find out, because on my end it shows that it was charged on my bank account. But then when I call my bank, they tell me the same thing. So I just want to find out, is it that it takes a moment for it to clear, or is that automatic? I believe I was given a cancellation number as well.
Okay, I was able to locate the account by the phone number you're calling in from. Can you verify for me, please, your address?
920 Co-op City Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10475.
Okay, thank you. I have your account pulled up, and I show that you ordered a mixer and it enrolled you in a meal plan app. It just showed that you called in and canceled yesterday. Now, the representative, they canceled the account. They didn't refund anything, though.
Yeah, I told her to. I specifically said that I wanted a refund. I don't know why she didn't. She told me she was. And I hope we can go back. You know how these messages says, for your benefit, we're recording this? Well, the recording should show and hear that. She did say that she was going to cancel it. So I expect it to be canceled.
Yes, she canceled the account. She just didn't refund the
Got it.
charge. We do have a real strict refund policy. Once you've been billed for the product, it is yours to keep. What I can
The
do as a
product.
courtesy, I'm sorry.
Hold on. Let me just say something. The advertisement was for the a blender that I won through some Amazon sort of raffle thing. I won that supposedly, and then it said $2. That's the advertising talking about. I just paid $2. But then the other thing popped up from Plan Fitter. It popped up on the screen. It never indicated that my card will be charged $59.80 something cents for some other type of service for this service. So I never approved anything with that plan or fitness. I just kind of clicked on it to move on to the next phase of submitting my order for the blender, I mean the mixer. It never showed me that they were going to charge my card. I would have seen that, and I would have flagged it immediately and said, no, I don't want to pay 80 something dollars or whatever, $59 for something additional.
Okay. The information was disclosed in the terms and conditions. I mean, I understand being a consumer as well, it might have been an oversight. But it explains in detail the mixer is for you to be entered in the sweepstakes that you would in the
That she
drawing.
explained, yes. Yes, she explained that, and that's another thing that wasn't specified in that whole scheme of things. It didn't specify that I was getting a chance to win. It shows as if you're winning. It shows that
Oh,
if
I
you
see.
won something, you will receive this in the mail in 5 to 7 days. That's everything it said. And then yet that's not what I'm getting from all of this.
I mean, I wish I were able to provide you with the full refund. The most I'm able to credit back would be 75%, and that would be $44.91. And that's all based on the terms and conditions. I'm
I'm
sorry.
unemployed right now. I'm unemployed right now. I can't afford for any cents to be taken out. I really cannot. This is why I'm disputing this, because this is not really fair. Because I took pictures or screenshots of everything that I saw. Walmart, KitchenAid, $2 red in red. Then there's another screen where other people have said that they received their appliance through winning. It never says, oh, I had to receive a raffle to see if I have a chance of winning. It doesn't say anything like that. So I took a picture of all this stuff because this is not really cool for me. Congratulations, you won the KitchenAid Pro. The rules, it tells you about the rules. Enter your address and pay $2 for shipping and get a KitchenAid Pro. Your KitchenAid Pro will be delivered 5 to 7 days. This is all the stuff that I copied off the screen so that I can have at least some kind of backup, some kind of proof.
One moment, if you don't mind, please.
Sure.
Thank you.
sure.
Okay, thanks so much for holding. I did get approval to provide you with a full refund. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing the credit.
Sure. Okay, thank you.
No problem, and thank you for calling.
Could I get a confirmation number or something?
One moment. Okay, thank you for holding. The transaction ID number for that credit is going to be 717-575-6812.
So 717-575-6812.
Correct.
And this is a ID number.
That's your transaction ID number.
Okay. I'll be looking for this. Thank you. What's your name again?
My name is Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Customer Care. Hope everything works out with your employment. I'm sure it will.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.